New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with Gabe S. Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to the Bad with Money mailbag episode. I'm your host, Gabe S. Dunn. If you are watching this on video on my Patreon, patreon.com/GabeSDunn, you will see that I have a bunch of pimples. And that's life. That's the realism that I strive to bring you here on Bad with Money. This is a show about finances and feelings. This is our Friday episode where we read your emails, comments, DMs, and then we also play voice memos. So this week, I am going to start with an email from George about autism. This actually does not have to do with Bad with Money. It has to do with something that I talked about on the Just Between Us podcast, which is my other show that I do. But I thought I would read it because George sent it to the Bad with Money email address. So, hi, Gabe. I just sent you an email the other day, so I feel a little silly sending another. But I just watched the Autism JBU couch video, which, by the way, side note, if you go to youtube.com/justbetweenus, you can see couch videos that me and my co-host on Just Between Us, Allison Raskin, do every Thursday. Back to George. I've also realized in the last few years that I have a lot of autistic traits and that framing some of my needs, habits, likes, etc. from an autism perspective does often help me sort out some things. Sometimes what I really need is to listen to Hello by Dragonette and Stim. And it's silly to deprive myself of that just because it's a bit, quote unquote, weird. I remember a while back feeling like I related to you a lot in terms of your views on relationships, polyamory, and jealousy. Example, I don't seem to experience it, at least not in nearly the typical way. And I've wondered if this is a bit of an autistic thing. Anyway, being that you're a newly minted hypersexual gay man, LOL, that's really funny, George. Yeah, sort of, I guess. Anyway, I thought you might enjoy this recent experience that I had. Oh, trigger warning for it's about to get a little sexual. So if you want to skip this for about 30 seconds, it's going to be a little sexual. I was playing Scrabble with my boyfriend and I was getting kind of antsy and slightly paranoid. I was a bit high. And so I started rocking, swaying side to side in my seat to soothe myself. My boyfriend told me to stop and my gut reaction was that he thought it was weird and that's why he wanted me to stop. I was almost ready to get a bit defensive and explain to him that it might be an autism thing. We've talked before about how I may be autistic and that it was really helping me feel comfortable. But the next time he told me to stop, he said, "You have to stop because sometimes you do that when you're riding me, so watching you is getting me horny and we have to finish this game." I thought it was hilarious and also validating that he didn't think I was just being weird. Happy Friday, George. And that's the sort of autism story you don't see in the media. You know what I mean? We get the good doctor, but where's this kind of stuff from George? Yeah, I thought that was really funny. Okay, so yes, I talked about this a bit on Just Between Us, and I don't think I've mentioned it here, but I started seeing an autism therapist who specializes in autism about a year and a half ago, and it's been really helpful to have me reframe a lot of my feelings of alienation and my behaviors and my general confusion about the way that people are. I think it's just, I'm not planning on doing anything or, you know, I don't think I want to get an official diagnosis from, you know, the proper, quote unquote, proper channels because I'm already worried about being trans and I don't need other stuff on top of it. And if you want to go to Just Between Us, to youtube.com/justbetweenus, you can see the full video about it where I actually, in that video, I'm not sure that I explained myself well or got across everything that I wanted to get across. I don't know that my facial expressions were correct or that I was holding my body in the right way, which is very autistic of me to worry about. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm constantly worried about if my facial expression is appropriate to what's going on. And sometimes it isn't. And I feel very self-conscious about that. So I think some people in the comments thought that my facial expression wasn't accurate. And then it's like, yeah, no, duh. Anyway, Well, I'll probably talk more about it on the show. I will say there was a very funny moment in our neurodivergence episode that we did about ADHD and autism on this show a while ago, where the woman that we interviewed about autism said something like, it's normally very exhausting talking to people, to neurotypical people, but I really had a good time talking to you. And that was one of my first clues where I was like, but you know what I mean? I was like, oh, wow. Anyway. Okay, this is a DM that we got that says, hello, I'm a big Bad with Money fan. Wondering if you'd have Aja Barber on the podcast to talk about fast fashion. I know you did a fast fashion episode, but I'd love another. I'm just reading Aja's book now, and she quotes the Screaming Into a Jar, aka Student Loans, episode of your show. Wow, that's so nice. I love when I'm talked about in other books. Yeah, I would love to do another fast fashion episode. I think we focused a lot on garment workers' rights, which is amazing, and on pay up fashion, which is all stuff you should look into. But I think it might be interesting, yeah, to focus more on like the practical buying of fast fashion and also like where, you know, I think we talked about where stuff ends up. But yeah, so basically the book is called Consumed, The Need for Collective Change. Oh, I love that. And Consumed, like consumerism. Yeah. That's a great idea for a guest. I really appreciate that. And I will look into that. Oh boy, can your finances take a hit during the holidays? I've definitely had stuff come up that I, you know, forgot about last minute, gifts for people, realizing I don't have something for someone's plus one or significant other, trying to put together meals. I mean, you can think you've thought everything through for the holidays and oh boy, might it take a while to recover financially, but we all get it. You know what I mean? Like we're trying to spend time with people and make the most of it and have this magical time that we all look forward to all year long. We spend more than we should during the holidays. Take control of your finances by using a Chime checking account with features like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, or get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Learn more at chime.com/badmoney. I am notorious for forgetting about automatic payments and then I overdraft. I have had a history of overdrafting my account. It's horrible. There's tons of fees. There's even fees for going below a certain number, even if you aren't overdrafting. Like, it is such a relief to have a Chime account that allows you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees. It's a financial tech company with a sense of community. You can have temporarily increased overdraft limits with boosts from friends. Join the millions of Chime members who are working on financial progress. Chime helps with fee-free overdraft up to $200. Your next deposit is applied to your balance. Get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. No monthly fees or maintenance fees. Over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. To date, Chime has spotted members over $32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. Friends give friends a boost. Eligible members get complimentary boosts to temporarily increase a friend's SpotMe limit. When you give a boost, they can boost you back to temporarily raise your limit. Set up direct deposit in your Chime account. After a qualifying direct deposit of $200 plus, Chime will notify you to enroll in SpotMe. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges overdraft fees for using SpotMe. Enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, Go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Okay, this is an email from Julia. Howdy, I'm Julia, she, her, longtime listener, first time caller. I think my memory is fuzzy. I just listened to the recent mailbag episode that mentioned the job interviews with take-home assignments. I work in software engineering and I've experienced this before, but I had no idea this was a thing in other industries. I think the only take-home I personally did was when interviewing for my current job, and it had a time limit of 2 hours after you click start. Although I remember hearing from some of my classmates at the time that other companies gave longer assignments, though. Personally, as a student, I much preferred the reasonably sized take-home assignment over a phone interview or whiteboard interview, because I could start the assignment whenever I wanted in whatever environment I needed. I'm ADHD and autistic. The time limit after I started the assignment did stress me out, though. The content of the take-home exercise was more like a school exam than something they could have stolen and used, so I don't think it was that. At least, I hope not. The code I wrote was not great, and I got the job. Another thing this brought to mind is how software engineering interviews, as a process, try to measure how good you are at computer science type stuff, algorithms and data structures and shit. But this isn't really related to the actual work required to do my daily job as a software engineer. It's more software design and planning, and the code part is pretty simple. But at least it's kind of in the same category as what it's supposed to be measuring. It's also not fair or equitable. The software engineering promotion process at my company is not nearly that good. The company is big enough that there's a lot of bureaucracy around it. To get promoted as a software engineer, you have to basically write an essay explaining how you meet the vague requirements for the next quote-unquote level of software engineer, and then a committee reviews it and says yes or no. As you can imagine, this is hell for an ADHD and autistic engineer who loves code and hates English. I spent multiple weeks crying in front of a Google Doc, struggling to string words into business language English sentences, and that is not an exaggeration. It's a good thing I got that promotion, or else I'd be pissed. Instead, I'm just burned out, LOL. Sorry for the long, rambly email. This is a lie. Thanks for all the great work you do and amazing podcast. This is not a lie, Julia. Also, sorry, my voice broke on that. I'm on testosterone, hence the acne and the voice sounding what it's like. If you didn't know I'm trans, welcome to the podcast. So my boyfriend actually pointed me to Microsoft's autism hiring program or neurodivergent hiring program, which I think we're going to do an episode about. So yes, neurodivergence and software engineering interviews are going to become a topic. And a lot of people have already written in about it. And it's going to keep being a topic because I guess a lot of you are neurodivergent and a lot of you are software engineers. This is an email from Kristen. Hey, Gabe, after hearing your episode on debt with Stephanie Lee, I wanted to write in to share my experience with what happens when you just stop paying your debt, or at least credit cards in my case. Ooh, Kristen, yes. Okay, I love this. Okay. Stephanie mentioned bankruptcy to have your debts wiped clean, but there's a lot more that could happen before that. Like she said, the balances will continue to accumulate interest even when you stop paying them, but ultimately they will get charged off and go to collections. Once a credit card company determines that your debt is no longer collectible, usually around 6 months of missed payments, they sell it to a collections company. At this point, the debt no longer accumulates interest or late fees. Around the 1 year mark of missed payments, I was sued by a credit card company for the full balance of $1,950. A process server came to my house to serve me with papers, and similar to bankruptcy, this is public record. I didn't receive warning ahead of time that I was being sued, other than I started getting mail from lawyers and debt relief companies mentioning it in their letters. Both offered free consultations, so I spoke with one lawyer and one debt relief company to find out more information on my options. The lawyer offered his services for $400, and he would essentially negotiate with the credit card company or their law office to settle the $1,950 for a lower balance. He estimated that they wouldn't go lower than $1,350. Okay. Gosh, this is such... It sucks that you had to go through all of this for this amount of money that should not be prohibitive. Okay, he estimated they wouldn't go lower than $1,350, which when combined with his $400 fee would still cost me $1,750, only $200 less than the full balance. The debt relief company has minimums for what they'll work with, so because I have other credit card debt, they wrote up a proposal based on the combined total of $22,000 as opposed to the singular one of $1,950 that I was being sued for. They charge exorbitant fees that aren't clearly spelled out up front. Their proposal for me involved paying a monthly sum over the course of 5 years, but the end total was still equivalent to my full balance. They estimated that they can negotiate your credit card balances to about half, and the other half is their fee for doing so. Between both the lawyer and the debt relief company, I gathered that I could negotiate with the credit card company directly instead of paying someone to do it for me. They wouldn't go lower than $1,350, as the lawyer predicted, but I never even had to go to court, and I saved myself the $400 by not using his services. Now I've been in touch with the rest of the collections companies to negotiate my balances down before they started suing me. Many would have you believe that they're mean and impossible to deal with, but so far that hasn't been my experience. People working in collections are human too, and especially given the state of the world the last few years, everyone has been through something. On average, I've so far managed to negotiate my balances to half off. It's important to note that doing this has tax consequences. Whatever amount you negotiate off your balance gets counted as income when you file your taxes. So for example, if I have a total of $22,000 in credit card debt and I negotiate that down to only having to pay $11,000 back, I still have to pay taxes on the other $11,000 as income. Oh, that's really interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, back to Kristen. Depending on your salary to start with, this could potentially bump you into a higher tax bracket and cause you to pay even more in taxes. Jesus Christ. It's just like so complicated and there's so many factors for no reason. I can't believe you're getting the money off and then you're taxed on it. Truly, we live in a garbage reality. Okay, I hope this helps for anyone going through something similar. Thank you so much for all the incredible work you do. I've learned so much from listening to your podcast. Warmly, Kristen. Thank you so much for writing that in, Kristen. I'm sure that is incredibly helpful. I didn't know any of that, and that is incredibly useful. And thank you so much for writing that in, because I liked hearing about how you could negotiate. I think that's really empowering. I think like not having to hire these outside places to do it for you was really smart and really like great that you figured that out. I think having to to then pay taxes on the $11,000 as income is just truly puts a little cherry on top of what we go through. Yeah. Wow.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Here's an email from Alexis. Hey, I love and adore the show. Been watching for a little while now. Love, Gabe. So glad you came out feeling yourself. I adore you, Gabriel, who's an angel, by the way. That is true. Also, I love Allison too. What great time. Oh my God. Okay. So this is, I think, a little bit about JBU, also a little bit about my Just Between Us podcast and a little bit about Bad With Money. And it's extremely funny that they sent it to the Bad With Money email address, which fine, sure. Okay. This says, Allison, I love you too. What great content you make together and separate. Anyway, I have too much to say and not enough time. But A, the work you both do is life-changing. Keep at it. It's much loved and adored and needed. B, if only I remembered the stuff to say when I listened to the podcast. Also, Alexis says, your voice is changing and I don't know what else to say. Okay, thank you. Some ideas for topics. Money and mental health. What about people who are older who never got taught how to type in class? Equal opportunity. No one taught so many people these things we all know so easily. Your ideas are amazing. Bye. Stay weird. Okay. Yes. It's interesting that we all had to learn Mavis Beacon teaches typing. Although I guess like, you know, that is something that only millennials had to learn. But yeah, money and mental health. I mean, we talked about that a lot on this show. We also did an episode with Maya Lau on JBU about money. And also, it is actually maybe a good idea to do an episode about the things that boomers or Gen X learned about money versus the things that millennials and Gen Z learned. So actually, Alexis, you might be onto something. Okay, this is a DM we got, which led me to a Twitter thread from a woman named Amy Fritz. And the person who sent it to me said, this looks interesting. So Amy Fritz tweeted, this is what a clear conscience looks like. 3 years ago, Dave Ramsey was threatening our livelihood for speaking the truth about our experience. It's an anniversary I've yet to forget. Speaking truth about why my husband resigned from Ramsey Solutions resulted in leadership from RS reaching out to my husband's new employer to attempt to silence us. It resulted in RS leadership having meetings with current employees to malign us and warn our friends about us. Okay, so if you don't know Dave Ramsey, you need to go and listen to our episode about Dave Ramsey with Tori Dunlap. We break down everything that's wrong with him, everything that's like cultish and terrible about the way he works and the way his company works. And if this is sounding a bit like NXIVM or Scientology, just wait. When someone who claims to run their business in the name of Jesus... Oh, yeah. By the way, go and listen to the episode we did with Tori Dunlap because there's a lot of stuff about Jesus. When someone who claims to run their business in the name of Jesus threatens people who tell the truth that reflects poorly on him, that tells you a lot about their integrity or lack of it. Everything we said was true. The last 3 years have made that more clear. We've seen transcripts of depositions with words from Dave's own mouth in which he refers to an abused spouse who came to him for help as a bitch. We've yet to hear from Dave or other Ramsey Solutions leaders that they acknowledge that or what he did to us was wrong. An apology would mean a lot. I'm mostly sorry for them that they won't or can't offer it. It has to be a burden they wish they could put down. Telling them the truth might be risky, but it's the most freeing thing. Knowing we did the right thing, regardless of cost, is worth more than all the money and fully funded retirement funds in the world. You can get easy access to links to our story and lots more documentation here. And then it's a podcast called Untangled Faith Podcast, which we will link to. So thank you to, I think, Monica Young, who sent that. I really appreciate it. And anything that we can do to talk about people that we've talked about on the show, I think is worth it. Speaking of, I want to talk a little bit about something that came up with regard to Damon John, who we did an episode about with Marcus Garrett. And there was a TikTok that went viral about Bubba's boneless ribs. And it was about working with Damon, and I'll link to it in the description below too. And it is about this company that got a deal with Damon on Shark Tank, and then it all kind of went to shit according to them. I'm not going to summarize the whole thing, but you can watch the video. So then Damon made a video and he commented on TikTok, and his description of it says, I am not one to give oxygen to false information and bogus claims, especially ones that are rehashing things that were addressed through the legal process nearly 4 years ago. But I know when I need to stand up for myself. Here are my thoughts on the recent LA Times story that has tried to take down Shark Tank and go after me. I have nothing at all to hide whatsoever because I know the truth is on my side. So this just looks like messy and complicated, and I think you should absolutely go. I think it's worth looking up Bubba's Q food trucks on TikTok and hearing their side of the story, and then going to Damon's side and hearing his side. And I might have more to say about this later if we do another book about Shark Tank. But yeah, there's definitely some drama going on there, and I might get into it in another episode if we want to talk about, maybe we do an episode about Shark Tank controversies. Would people be interested in that? Anyway, let me know. You can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. You can also follow me on Instagram at GabeSDunn. And you can watch a video of this episode on Patreon, so you'll be able to see my voice crack and also the acne that I'm dealing with. Being trans is fun. One thing I will say about transness, no bumps in the road. Absolutely fun. Come back on Tuesday for a full-length episode. We did a bunch of movie episodes, which you can go back and listen to, but we're also now going to be doing a slew of informative episodes. So check back in on those. There'll be ones about money and magic. There'll be ones about quitting. There'll be ones about job hunting. Hopefully we'll finally get that Warren Buffett episode out. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to release you into your Friday. Okay, love you. Bye. Bad with Money with Gabe Shane Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual. Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond M. Print Productions. Edited by Diane King. Post-production sound by Coco Lorenz. And music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, as sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
New year, same great savings.
All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.